Radio.
That gospel this afternoon, I want you to imagine yourself among those people who are following behind Jesus. Questions are swirling all around you. Some people are laughing and some are crying as the crunch of feet on the ground grows. Suddenly, Jesus stops, turns around and looks right at you. You think to yourself, what have I done? And then Jesus begins to speak, and it's as if everyone else has disappeared, and he's speaking only to you. Well, Luke's little detail in our gospel this afternoon about Jesus stopping, turning, and speaking, I think seems deliberate. He wanted to emphasize Jesus' desire to get the people's full attention as he spoke words crucial to their faith. This was not a time for idle chatter or casual conversation. It was a time to let every word soak in. And for those who did pay close attention, the words, I presume and I imagine, changed their lives. Well, every day Jesus wants to speak to us as well. He wants to take our face in his hands and say, look at me, listen closely, this is important. I want you to receive this. He asks us to set aside our own thoughts, ideas, and plans and try our best to imagine looking back into his eyes. This is a holy moment, I think, when he can move our hearts and form our minds. It's a sacred time when he can give us the grace we need to love him and to follow him. It's a golden opportunity for him to chip away at the hard outer layer of our hearts so that he can find new ways to teach us and to love us, and more importantly, to teach us to love others. Day in and day out, the reality of our lives is that we are surrounded by distractions, both interior and exterior. There is so much chatter going on around us, trying to pull us away from Jesus and from one another. How encouraging then to know that we have a Saviour and a God who will never stop trying to get our attention. Day after day, he wants to turn to us, look us in the eye, and tell us about his love, his will, and his salvation. So don't let the chatter around us drown out Jesus. Jesus, thank you for calling our names and speaking to our hearts. Open our ears to hear you above all the noise in our days. Amen.
Radio.org.au